Darcy Kuemper a few years ago, like, he had a pretty good run. A lot of people thought, man, this guy might be a very good starter, and he's kind of stagnated the last few years. What's happened?
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with confidence for Darcy Kuemper, and that's something you kind of seen even going back to last year and the year before even. I know he has had glimpses in the past, but over the last 2-3 years, you've seen when he allows one, he seems to allow 2, 3, 4 after that. It seems like one goal turns into 3 or 4, and that's something that's kind of followed him over the last year or so, something that you've seen this year even. And yeah, he kind of has to prove himself over the next few weeks here into the next month or so with the trade deadline looming. Boudreau has said he has a lot of confidence in Kuemper, and but at times he's also kind of backtracked on that as well. He needs to see more out of him moving forward, and tonight's a good start. Tonight's a good test for him. I think it's Boudreau saying, hey, it's your turn. There was maybe some hesitation, maybe thoughts of putting Dubnyk in that tonight, but Dubnyk played in the All-Star game. He was busy all weekend. So in theory, it's Kuemper's turn. And I think that's Boudreau sticking to it tonight, saying we're not going to worry about matchup right now. It's your turn to play. You need to go out and prove you can. And it'll be a big night for him. Big night for the Wild, too. They want to get on the right foot in the second half. But Kuemper especially, that's something to watch for tonight. He needs a good game.
Do you think he could be trade bait approaching the deadline?
I don't know, because I really don't know. Like you guys said, his numbers are such a drop-off after Dubnyk. I'm not sure a lot of teams necessarily are going to want to give up a lot for a guy like Darcy Kuemper, who, in my opinion, and probably in opinions of a lot of people across the league, is nothing more than a backup and maybe not even the greatest option as a backup right now. So I don't know if you're going to use him as trade bait simply for the fact that I don't know how much you can get for him at this point.
Yeah, I don't think he's a much trade bait, but I could see Minnesota maybe looking to go out and acquire another goalie and just put him on waivers if they feel they're not comfortable for their backup situation. I could see that definitely more likely. Now, the Wild have a very good defense. They're likely, barring a trade at the before the expansion draft, might have to lose one of them there. But they've had a little bit of an injury problems lately on their blue line with Brodin. What's his status right now?
Brodin, his prognosis when he first broke his finger was a month, and it's been about 2 weeks since then. So he has about 2 more weeks until he can even probably start any hockey activity. It was a break in his finger. Sometimes those things can linger for months at a time. But his original prognosis was a month, and we haven't heard anything different. He's certainly a guy that you've seen the Wild have certainly missed on the blue line. They look kind of sporadic and out of sorts at times. Just with really their only reliable D pair being Ryan Suter and Jared Spurgeon. So someone the Wild certainly missed. Doesn't look like he'll be back anytime soon, maybe 2-3 weeks here, but someone they're hoping to get back for sure.
Up front, the Wild, the third most goals in the National Hockey League. They don't have a player with more than 42 points in Granlund, so they're getting a lot of balanced scoring with no one really dominating. And the guy who people would look at to be their leading scorer is eighth amongst forwards in Zach Parise. He's second on the team still in shots, though, Dane. Is he just snake-bitten? I'm hearing a lot of outside shots. What's wrong with his game offensively?
I think it's, you can say a little bit snake-bitten simply because he has, like you said, the second most shots on the team. But he's not necessarily playing the way you see Zach Parise play in the past. He's doing a lot of looping at the blue line, not playing with that kind of grinding net front presence that where he seems to score most of his goals just over the course of his career, outwork people below the goal line and then get in front and tip some goals in. He's playing a little bit different this year, and I think you're seeing that in terms of his production. Boudreau still had a lot of good things to say about him. Says he's working really hard, says it's going to come eventually. So I guess the silver lining, if you're the Wild right now, is you're arguably your best scorer or someone you perceive to be your best scorer at the beginning of the year is eighth on the team in scoring, and you're still first in the Western Conference. So Boudreau keeps preaching, as soon as he gets going, it's going to make them even more dangerous. And certainly if he does get going, it will. But that's an expensive third-line left winger they got right now for them. So,
do you think there's any concern just based on the length of his contract, not necessarily for this year, but for the future, and based on his age, that if he can't figure out his production, or if it is something to do maybe physically with his body where he just can't go to the same areas that he's used to going, do you think there is any kind of concern from the organization that that might be the case?
I think maybe there's that concern in the back of their mind, but this organization and the front office in particular is pretty good at looking big picture. And if you look at Zach Parise, he was still a guy that has scored 30 goals in the past with your team. And, you know, this was obviously a rough first half for him, but I think they're hoping that it was more of an anomaly that he's going to pick it up. He's certainly a guy that can. You look at last year, he had 3 hat tricks. So he's a guy that can burst out in a big way. But if this production continues throughout the rest of the season into next, then that worry probably becomes not only a little more glaring, but probably a little more merited, that maybe he's just not the same player. But I don't think they're ready to say that yet. And I don't think it's necessarily fair to say that yet either. Just because he can break out and he shows. When you look at even the guy like Jason Pominville, he was a guy who was snake-bitten, and all of a sudden he has 10 points in the last 10 games leading up to the All-Star break. So guys like this, scorers that have proven to be scorers in the past, can break out of it. But there probably is a little bit of worry in the back of their mind, but I wouldn't push in the forefront of it.
You mentioned Pominville. That was going to be my next question. I saw he's on a real hot streak. What has he suddenly done different?
He was a guy who, and he would preach it, snake bitten. I'm hitting, and he probably had a point. He hit as many posts as I've seen a player hit in the first half of the season when he wasn't scoring goals. So he probably had a little bit of a point where he was snake bitten, but you really see his production start to pick up kind of in congruence with Jonas Brodin going down. When that happened, Boudreaux inserted Pominville on the point in that second power play. And he had 3 points the first game he was on the point on that power play, and really that seemed to springboard him forward. So I think just getting more playing time, you know, falling into that rhythm where he's playing on the power play, he's playing consistent minutes on the line, has kind of sparked him a little bit. But he's also just shooting the puck with the same regularity, and the pucks are going in. So it's kind of a little bit of puck luck for him. He'll take it with kind of the puck luck he didn't have earlier in the season. But I don't think he's necessarily doing much different, just getting maybe a few more minutes here and there per game.
Dayton Mizutani joins us from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, beat reporter for the Minnesota Wild. They take on the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Devan Dubnyk will get the night off. He'll play in Calgary tomorrow and then in Vancouver on Saturday night, most likely. When you look at Minnesota, if they're going to make a tweak, I don't see them making a major splash. Do they want like a depth winger? Would they like a centerman? What do you think they possibly would be looking at to add depth-wise at the deadline?
If you're just asking what I think they're going to maybe make a move for, I would say probably fourth-line center, just because Boudreaux hasn't necessarily been very pleased with what Tyler Graevec has done in that role. Graevec went, I think it was 18 or 19 games without in between goals. He scored 2 games before the break, but he hasn't been very effective in that role. And granted, Boudreaux's not looking for a 15, 20 goal scorer as that fourth line center. He wants more of a defensive guy who's responsible and mainly doesn't get scored on. But when you have guys like Chris Stewart as the fourth line left winger and Jordan Schrader as kind of the guy who carved out a role as the fourth line right winger, those guys have produced as of late over the last 2-3 weeks, and Graevec hasn't. So aside from that goal on the day before the All-Star break. So maybe that's where you kind of, you know, look to upgrade. But other than that, I mean, you would have said just another winger earlier in the year, but with the way Chris Stewart has really come on, he has 10 goals, which is, you know, more than they would have hoped for, I think, when they signed him in the offseason. And the way Jordan Schrader has been playing, not only has he been responsible, but he's versatile. He can play left wing, right wing, and center if you need to. I think fourth line center is really the only glaring, and I don't want to even use the word glaring, but a spot where they could maybe upgrade.
Dane, we appreciate the rundown. The Wild definitely in a long run for first place in the West, and who knows where they can go, but they definitely look like a formidable team right now. There's no doubt about it. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.